Good morning. As we heard in today's gospel, Simon and Andrew were casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Day after day, it was the same thing, the same sea, the same net, the same boat. Day after day, it was wind, water, fish, sore muscles, tired bodies. They probably grew up watching their dad and granddad fishing, watching their future life, watching how they too would spend their time. Cast the net, pull it in. Cast the net, pull it in. If you are not casting the net, then you sit in the boat mending the net. That's what James and John were doing. Casting and mending, casting and mending. You know about those days, right? We may not fish for a living, but we know about casting and mending. If we step into their shoes, or actually sandals, we maybe can identify better with these fishermen. Have you ever felt sometimes that each day looks the same? No difference, one looks like another. Life is routine, lived on autopilot. Nothing changes. We don't expect much to happen. Maybe this sounds familiar, or maybe not, but I have felt this way many times, especially during this time of isolation due to the coronavirus. We cast the nets, we mend the nets. Casting and mending to make a living, to feed our family, to pay the bills. Casting and mending to gain security and get to retirement. Casting and mending to hold our family together, to make our marriage work, to grow up our children. Casting and mending to gain the things we want, a house, a car, books, clothes, a vacation. Casting and mending to earn a reputation, gain approval, establish status. Casting and mending our way through another day of loneliness, sadness, or illness. Casting and mending are realities of life. They are also the circumstances in which Jesus comes to us, the context in which we hear the call to new life, and the place where we are changed and the ordinary becomes the extraordinary. These would-be disciples, Simon and Andrew, James and John, are not looking for Jesus. They are too busy with their nets. It is another day of casting and mending. They may not have even noticed Jesus, but he not only sees them, he speaks to them. Jesus has a way of showing up in the ordinary places of life and interrupting the daily routines of casting and mending nets. That's what he did to the lives of Simon and Andrew, James and John. That's what he does in your life and my life. Follow me is Jesus' invitation to a new life. If these four fishermen accept the invitation, their lives will be forever different. They will be different. They will no longer catch just fish. They will fish for people. When Jesus says, "I will make you fish for people," he is describing the transformation of their lives, not simply a job catching new members or followers. Whatever your life is, however you spend your time, there is in that life Jesus' call to follow me. Follow me is the call to participate with God in God's own saving work. It's the work of change and growth. That work is always about moving to a larger vision, orienting our life in a new direction, and experiencing that our little story of life is connected to and a part of a much larger story of life, God's life. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon, Andrew, James, and John. Jesus called them. Mark records no discussions, no questions, no goodbyes. They simply left and followed him. I'm afraid that if Mark were writing about me, when he gets to the part when Jesus says, "Follow me," Mark would write, and immediately the questions follow. Where are we going? What will I be doing? What shall I wear? Oh, and can I run and pick up a prescription refill? Where will we stay? Etc., etc., etc. But this conversation doesn't take place in today's gospel. Jesus does not offer a map, an itinerary, or a destination, only an invitation. This is not the type of journey you can prepare for. This is the inner journey, a journey into the deepest part of our being, the place where God resides. It's not about planning and organizing, making lists, or packing supplies. It's not that easy. If anything, this journey is about leaving things behind. Listen to what Mark says. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. They left their father Zebedee in the boat and followed him. The invitation, "Follow me," is also the invitation to leave behind our nets, our boats, and even our fathers. That's the hard part for most of us. We're pretty good at accumulating and clinging, but not so good at letting go. More often than not, our spiritual growth involves some kind of letting go. We never get anywhere new as long as we are unwilling to leave where we are. We accept Jesus' invitation to follow, not by packing up, but by letting go. Follow me is both the invitation to and the promise of new life. So what are the nets that entangle us? What are the little boats that contain our life? What do we need to let go of and leave behind so that we might follow him? This is not simply about changing careers, disowning family, moving to a new town. It's about the freedom to be fully human and in so being, discover God's divinity within us. We let go so that our life may be reoriented, so that we can now travel in a new direction, so that we may be open to receive the life of God anew. When we let go, everything is transformed, including our nets, boats, and fathers. That's why Jesus could tell them they would still be fishermen, but now they would fish for people. They wouldn't become something they weren't already, but they would be changed. They would become transformed fishermen. they would be more authentically who they already were. Ultimately, it's about letting go of our own little life so that we can receive God's life. This letting go happens in the context of our everyday activities, work, school, families, paying the bills, running errands, fixing dinner, relationships, and trying to do the right thing. It happens in the casting and mending of our nets. These are the times and places Jesus shows up and calls us into a new way of being, and our world changes. It happened for Simon, Andrew, James, and John. It can happen for you and me. Amen.